Hello. This is Robin, and I am Pastor Robin, and you hear a little opera here. I was trying to not put that on, but people tend to like my opera. They want to get on so bad, they mess me up. Rest of my time, maybe speak of the fun stuff. Hello. Go ahead and check in to my show early. If it's there, and then if it's not, they're going to schedule it real fast. Anyhow, I am going to tell you that God is here, and I'm going to talk for God. How many people know that I'm a little hurt over how I need to learn things for nothing? I like to learn, and I usually am very careful, and don't want to assume I thought I had my show scheduled, and I didn't, and people thought I was hurt. But nothing, they thought I was just going to go live, and I did. So I usually go live on time, and I thought it was scheduled already, and that is why I'm late. And I apologize to radio stations out there. I'm not like that. I'm very good. So if you want to call and be upset with me, it's 516-387-1642. Again, the number is 516-387-1642. And I have to do a little something. People are watching me. And I am a little hurt for nothing. I know I need to move my things out of the way. So I'm just do something. And I started out looking at man in the mirror, or the woman in the mirror, and I say, what is it? What is it about this blog, this talk radio that doesn't like me? And she's giving me a call. And then God told me that God is very mean to me. People want to call me. People want to see me. People want to be my little radio congregation. So God has been putting me through all kinds of different types of tests. Not tests of good or bad, but tests of will I do it. Anyway, it'll be upset and go on. You know that happens every single moment in the radio. It's never talked about people's pain. So what I'm going to do today is tell the world that I am a little happy. My name is Robin, and I love my sister. And y'all have probably heard about it already, y'all. Heard about how much money was about to go there because I met a lady, and she doesn't want to be described. She is a very good lady, and she always leads people to that church who belong there and who are significant people there. And she doesn't like being talked different to me. She's a significant, not significant. Anyway, she's very happy, and she knows who I am, and I told her that I don't want to be like that, is what she said. I swear to myself, I'm that black woman that looks a little white. That is what I look like. And she stopped me and she apologized for hurting my time. And she said, I know you probably have someone to go. So I wish you would, she said. And I did. And then I said, I usually check someone by now. And she's a little late and she feels bad. But she called the church 5 minutes before it opened. Okay, and that's when she walked through the front door. So she got in. Okay, and she got in. And she walked down in already. And she took a little fast. She didn't feel so fast. She used to walk in with style. And she was hurt looking. And after a while, she was hurt. And now she's not so hurt. It's too nice. So now she isn't inside and she has to have a jacket, she needs shoes, she needs all kinds of stuff. She has her suitcase, she needs underwear, bras, all sorts of type of things. Pastor Robin doesn't want to say anything because she feels very embarrassed. And she hates carrying on all this stuff. She doesn't like people breaking in and taking her things and saying that she doesn't deserve this or that. And she's very sad, so I took a little coaster. It's not supposed to be a good thing, but it's just a little for her. I understand. You don't want to take rooms and stuff. hanging around there. But anyway, I am a hearse. So that's a wood on it from your life. Yeah, you look better than a little gardening looking place. That's an ugly place. And that is him. That is one of the coolest people I've seen here. And he looks like he's that was in the situation of being of orientation, of sexual orientation. And he doesn't mind being called a queen himself. He's a queen, and he tears it up. And he's like a queen, he doesn't care. And I like those type of people, and I'm tired of people picking on them. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. I am a good God, and what God says, and I don't want people picking on gay people. So you know how bad it is for me to see you pick on gay people, and you be associated with me. That's real bad. I mean, you don't care about my feelings. I am a good God, and I don't play. And you see me roll on you and say, I mean, you act like I'm talking to God. And God will not want these people of the sexual orientation of gay to feel like they are below anybody else. I am a good God. So if you don't follow what I'm saying, you're going to call me 516-387-4614. I will stand up for them a lot. So they're usually good people. They usually have to be very gifted. So they know who to approach if they're gay and hiding it from their people. And I know that my people are very upset with every little thing I have to go through, but don't worry about it. People. I stand up for them. They usually are very good with their hands and how they are very creative, and I don't know why they're like that. Those men are really good, and they just have it. You know, they tear it up, they clean, and they will let you know, I want that girl stuff. It makes me so upset because I'm supposed to have been told by an angel in some type of dream people would like to pick on me about that I was a queen. And I got scared because you would have believed that queen right there is over a race of people that are hurt. And that makes it even worse. Any type of queen is over any type of people is hurt. But when you're over a race of people that are hurt, and you act like another race of people, that makes it 10 times worse. And you don't know what to do. You're sitting there like, I have to tell you about people and gay people. Like, gay people? What is gay people? And they were people behind your back. I'm tired of it. I have to be myself. And stop talking like I don't like that part of the world. I don't like that. I get like that. So my goal is this. I want to help you better stop panicking on the people of a bad sexual orientation. Because that is not a God. And stop looking at every part of the Bible. Like it is on point. Do you know that God, those scribes are burdened with a lot of pain. And you know who I am. I know something about that master scribe. That master scribe told about their pain. They told people, please employ me every year so I can write the Bible over and over for those types. The people. So they can be led right. Thank God for one thing. I can say you can never change. What's wrong with you? God does not want to sit here and not change. God has the right to change. If you feel like God does not want to change and sit there and be bored to tears, give me a call at 516-387-1642. And go to that little Bible verse that tells God what to do. Please go to that Bible verse. and tell God what to do.
It's so far with y'all, honey, because I ain't got time to do this bullshit.
I'm tired of it.
You dream.
No, God wants to be led by scripture. Scripture is just a little guide. And you're supposed to have your ear open. You can hear from God directly.
Don't be trying to ask the people.
However you want to talk to God.
Put me on blast. Just put me on blast. It's all your ass.
I am about to tell you this. That's going to hurt a lot of people. And most people are not going to give this. But I am a devout Catholic. I am. And I am a prophet. I have a right to do that in my own show. And if they have a problem with me saying that I'm a prophet and I'm a healer, they are wrong. And I will sit there until they have to leave. But they're good people, and they're not going to say anything. So they notice something, and they didn't say a word. So they're very good people. So what I'm going to do today is tell you that I was hurt very bad years ago by a priest who did not know. I saw something weird. I said, oh my God, you think I'm a nut. So I can't come back here. That's why I did not go back. He knows it. He told himself to act that way. The funny way to make sure she's checked. Do you know how much evidence I have? It's one thing you know. And I have a right to question my beliefs. I have a right to question how far up I can go. And God, I have a right to feel that way. And it happens to a lot of people of gift. They believe they're God. They believe they're Christ. And it happened to me. And I have a right to go through that and settle down to know that I am a prophet. I am a healer, and I am a spiritual leader. And I have a right to be a spiritual leader. And I have a right to go as high as I should, and that is what I'm doing. I'm not asking for a crown. I'm not looking for a crown. I have a crown, and that is the crown. So I'm looking to help all the people. And to help people that are in pain to feel good about life again. And that is why they gave me the crown to me. The crown of the giver. I'm a giver, and that is what I do. I give myself. And I do that all the time. I give homeless people money when I'm on the street. And that's why I get a lot of help. That's why I can go into restaurants and get food. Because I saw some man who looked like he was of a different sexual orientation. And he looked at me and said, do you have money? I'm so hurt. And I dug into my pocket and gave him a lot of cheese. I was picking on him almost. But I just couldn't do it any better. And he looked at those chains and saw a lot of dollar coins and lost his mind. Said, I can go on this bus now. And he got on the bus and lost his mind and found out his father was hiding money from him. And now his father has to pay his rent for another 2 years. Good for you. And now a cheap place is a one-bedroom, $1,000 a month. That is a nice bedroom in Atlanta, you people in South Florida. A $1,000 bedroom, a one-bedroom is nice. In Atlanta, when you are living on the outskirts, and even when you're living on $1,000 a month for one bedroom, you can live in a nice bedroom. Okay, and I was living in Illinois with a good friend of mine, and I want him to know that was me for real. That was not fake. I am a friend. And something happened to you and made you say something that you did not want to say, and I did not know any better. So any type of police report needs to be erased, and I need to go there and say something to him without being weird and just say something happened to him. Okay, and I want you police to record this. He is a good man all the way through, and he helped me. Okay, he helped me very dearly, and he taught me a few things without telling me. And that's why I make it. It's very good. I talked to him like a father. Couldn't find out he may wanted a little something, but I did not know it. Anyhow, he's good. And I like him as a good person, as a friend. And this lady there, I love her. and her name is, I don't want to say it, but she's a good person also. All I can say is that Allison Cottonwood says that it's a very nice place, and their income is very high now. But people help them, but I hurt them, but I want them to get that help. I wanted them to get that type of income. I put them in spirit, so they can have it, and they are rising high, and they need to rise high, and they told me something. And they taught me something in the show, and they taught me something in that movie, and they told me who I was. They did not question me. And I said I had a dream. I had to say it like that because these people will knock you out if you say it the other way. And it wasn't a dream. It was a major problem to me through my body. And I was amazing in my thoughts. But that was just being a prophet. And they know that I'm a prophet. That's what it really was. Okay? And I can say dream. Okay? Because I don't want people taking me downtown underneath me toward but that is more real, they say. Don't worry about what's more real or what's not more real. It happened, okay? And it happened right in the bookstore. I looked down and said, oh, my God, that is spiritual. And I lost my mind because I remember Pastor Dillard talking about how she got in a car accident. That she did not want to preach. And it scared me half to death. I said, oh my God, these preachers going through hell. And you see a preacher, don't you ask them? Like, you don't have a right to judge them. That's so bad. They are out there just doing all kind of crazy stuff. You better let that preacher do that crazy stuff. And that is stronger. What the hell to get that title?
I like your music.
Get that church. You see a big church on a preacher that act like he did something right. At least at the beginning. You have disrespect. Okay, you have a problem with him. You have to go to God. You just sit there like, oh God, that problem. Oh God. And that's how I do. I do not fucking talk. I have to pray. Because I have a lot of respect for them because they went through hell. I feel their pain. And I know they go through a lot with these people calling them 2 o'clock in the morning. And some woman wakes up and her husband's gone. And she calls the female, the wife of the pastor. She said, oh, my husband's gone. What happened? Did you not treat me right? My husband's gone. I think he's cheated on me. I'm going to find him. Please help me find him in the middle of the night. Just drive around with me. And they go through that. They just spend their money. But they go through hell. They get called to the hospital. They get called to your funeral, your wedding, everything. Of course, they can do funeral wedding. I need to tell you, I really feel bad, but my dad paid them and did not tell me. I'm a funeral director and I'm ready to officiate. And I like him because he could sing and I thought he was a friend of mine. That's all I didn't care about his denomination. Okay, yeah, I like him as a person and that's how I do it. I look over religious differences and I do that and sometimes it can make me look bad. But I didn't care. Okay, and he helped me very deep there, and I can't tell you what he did, but he helped me. Okay, everybody knows what he did. He's very good.
That's all that matters.
Okay? And I want to pay her and repay her. It made my makeup go, and I feel sad about it. I really wish I would have kept her makeup. I don't want to make my face shine in my pictures. But they saw the difference, and they said someone made her makeup up. And that is what my previous mother-in-law is mad about to this day. So she wants her stuff to be known to have been married to me in a funny way. So I love that family, the Daltons. They look like they were billions of dollars in money. I said, you better believe those Daltons like money. And they roll like money. And that woman, that diva, is Miss Stephanie Dalton. She doesn't play about those hats. That woman knows she can wear those hats and not those old lady hats with the little birds hanging up there and grass going everywhere. She wears them good women hats that tear them up. And I looked at that woman, he said, leave your money, that's why. And I picked on her a little bit. But I said, wait a minute, this woman is money. That's what's going on. She likes money. So you like money like that, and your husband is telling you to work. That's something you better get away from him, or something you better pray. I don't want to tell people to break up right away. Just pray and see what's going to happen, man, because she likes money, and that's what her problem is. Till this day, she's not taking my love for Stephanie Dalton's role. That woman knows how to roll. She will tell you about her soup 3, 4, 5 times if you don't have it right. And you better act like you better move your little cart out the way, because I'm the queen and you're not. And I like it, and I have a problem. I don't want to be that way, but I feel like I can take a little element of it and put it in my soul. Do you know your husband has a problem getting away from you, because you roll a little bit too cute? Sometimes you get a little upset. He wants to make love all the time. Because he gets caught. How do you get laid to be in the grocery store? That's why he's sick of you. He doesn't feel bad. You are a queen, and he needs to realize that. He needs to up his game. James Dalton. You are a Dalton, man, and you can get your $1 billion. You are not that old. You need to go ahead and get your son and you together and get your money together. Stop acting like you don't know that you are an efficient, and you hid it from your wife. And I was telling on you, you hid it from your wife. You are a musician, and you did not tell her, and you rolled out of that college acting like you don't know a thing about music, and she rolled out of that college acting like she loved music. We have this connection. Guess what? She got a connection. And she felt the music, and she did not know what it was. That's what she liked about him. He was a musician. He was deep into it, but he did not want to tell his people that he really wanted to be a musician and not a businessman. He can take that business acumen and apply it to the world of music and get it and help his son. And stop acting like y'all don't feel nice music. I'm a musician myself, and I call myself a Crawford. And when you talk about Crawford in the music industry, they all know about their story. How they couldn't get in the music industry because they did not know that Robin was supposed to be there. That's all it was. What we need to tell the music industry that they are very happy. So let the popular commissioner, Robin Williams, talk about myself. Okay? Let me be beautiful and tired. I let her talk her black today. And let's talk about pastor that taught me to talk that way. But I always like to tell you. I always like to tell you, man. Please forgive me. I'm going to tell you, listen, just so, is that terrible to love? No, you were supposed to be, man. Come on, girl. She's able to tell you this is nice. I am not going to ask God to give me. That's just a natural thing for a woman to be attracted to a man. Please. Anyway, I saw a lot of people check out. I am a pastor. My name is Pastor Robin, and I am also known as Psychic Victoria. And I heard I heal. I can heal. I can prophesy, and that is what I'm offering for people that need help. If you need help or you need prayer, call 516-387-1642. Okay, the number is 516-387-1642. I am Pastor Robin, and I am a good healer, and I can do the distance healing. I don't have to be there in front of your face. I heal. And sometimes it takes more than one session. And you can call back as many times as you want. Once you call in, you call back over and over so we can complete your healing. Sometimes that healing is very rough. Sometimes you might be in a bad situation. There's a lot of people worrying if they get to your body. Sometimes you're not even right. It's hard for God to get in there and heal in one session. And a lot of people say God is like that. It's not like that. God's not so upset that he can burn your body soon. He does not want to hurt your flesh. God has to be careful not to hurt your flesh and burn your body with fire to heal your soul. So your body can be healed. And so I heard people say I did not heal cancer, but it's not a healing of cancer. Cancer is something else that I don't want to talk about yet. And teach differently than other people. And I expect me on this earth not to be associated completely. God say yes or yes or whatever you say to one type of denomination. But I have to go to one that I'm closer to. And that is the Catholic. And the type of Catholic I am is a Vestella, and I am there, and they call it a Vestella. Anyway, I am a little hurt. They say Robin is not for a good person. And it's just funny when someone trying to be my God, and they're not right. I am not part of your parish anymore. I'm not part of a Bible faith center. I was in the vow, and I have no right to be judged. So what I'm going to tell people is that I am a good preacher, and she likes something about me because I am her preacher, and she's not my preacher, and I was supposed to have ministry, and she stole my ministry, and I was telling her that she's a Bible faith center, that is Pastor Jenna Stewart, and she likes to tell me all the time she stole my ministry. When I was 10 years old and started it 20 years or four times. My mom and her daughter stole my daughter's ministry. And you can tell because that is Angie. Angie and I go together and they wonder why. It's because that is my angel. Angie is my angel. And Shanti is my daughter's angel. And they help me preach. Then I'll go and preach and preach. I don't do that stuff and preach. I don't preach and how and all that stuff. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it, do I? I don't know how to do it. Like I said, I know it's good. Yeah. Go. Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying how I'm saying. Yeah, no. Don't get you everything that time. I was brought up with a church of God in Christ. I want to call the church of God in Christ because God. Because church of God, that's what people want you to tell me up about. You call the little church of God in Christ. You call the church of God. And they tore it up. Okay, yeah. And they had that priest. They were shouting. And they tore that thing up so good. They pushed out that open stair for 5 days. They had to go home, shower, come back. Go home, shower, come back. That was the anointing in there. That God was there. Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You just shook me in a song. Girl, you're going to act like God is here. Nah, I can tell you what it is. Yes, I'm a devout Catholic. And that is how I do a lot of things. Because I'm a devout Catholic. I'm not in there and I'm a part. And praise God, certain way. One didn't have signs on my hands. I did. And one girl saw me there signing something. She goes, and she saw me in front of the cross. She got me up close to that. And she lost her mind. Anyway, I'm going to go now. I can tell you that I'm gone, and I am gone, and I am tripping out about the time here. In 10 seconds, I am gone. I am Pastor Robin.